Hi, this is Dave Bedlowski of The Aaron Project. I was recently reading the September 2018 issue of Science Scope, a magazine for middle school science teachers published by the National Science Teachers Association. And I was reading the Citizen Science section written by Jill Nugent. And she wrote an article entitled Cloudy with a Chance of Cirrus Science. And it's all about NASA Globe Observer Clouds app. At any given time, she said, roughly 70% of the Earth is covered in some type of cloud. Cloud types are classified by their height, low, middle, high, and shape. Shapes of cloud include nimbus clouds, gray, rainy cloud, stratus clouds, layered, stacked, cumulus clouds, puffy, and cirrus clouds, wispy, such as a strand of hair, sometimes referred to as mane's tails. Combinations of cloud height, shape, and behavior help to name the cloud. For example, cirrostratus clouds, which are high sheet-like clouds, often appear 12 to 24 hours before a rain or a snowstorm. Clouds are also extremely important to climate research, as they play a major role in warming and cooling the Earth. NASA Globe Observer Clouds is a citizen science project that combines cloud and sky observations from the ground and compares the ground data generated by citizen scientists from over 100 countries around the world with NASA satellite instrument cloud data. These data combine to provide a comprehensive understanding of our dynamic Earth system. The project goal is to help scientists study the sky from above and below. And the task for students and all citizen scientists is to photograph clouds, record sky observations, and share them with NASA. The most appropriate science discipline is Earth science. The only materials that you'll need are a smartphone or other mobile device such as an iPad that has a camera, and the free Globe Observer app. And you can download that in any of the app stores that you visit. There's no charge, and it's sponsored by NASA. Once you've downloaded the app to your mobile device, you're able to make cloud observations at any time. The app has a helpful feature that shows when the NASA satellites, equipped with cloud research instruments, will pass over your geographic location. It's extremely helpful to science if you conduct your ground-based cloud and sky observations within 15 minutes before or after the satellite passes over your geographic location. When you are able to submit ground observations close to the satellite overpass time, a satellite match report can be generated, and scientists are able to detect matches or differences between satellite data and ground observation data. Both matches and non-matches are useful to science. For example, citizen science data are helping report cirrus cloud observations. Recall that cirrus clouds are wispy and hair-like. Many satellite instruments are not able to detect cirrus cloud occurrence. Therefore, the ground observations are helping to validate cloud data, such as cirrus cloud data, and fill in gaps from the satellite data. By participating in NASA Globe Observer Clouds app, students will use the latest technology to help NASA scientists study clouds and the impacts that they have on Earth's climate, which will ultimately help advance our understanding of the natural world. Once again, all that you need to do to participate is to go to your favorite app store and download the Globe Observer app. To learn more about the Aaron Project and other related NASA projects, please visit science.nasa.gov/science-activation-team.